In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Making himself equal with God. Last Sunday, the Church observed the Feast of the Holy Trinity. The doctrine of the Holy Trinity, like every other article of faith, of the Orthodox Christian faith, deals first with the great mystery of our eternal salvation and righteousness and holiness before God and the forgiveness of sins. It is not some kind of exercise in arcane logic. Today's scripture reading deals especially with the relationship of the Heavenly Father and Christ, the only begotten Son of God, the incarnate Son of God, of the Father. Last Sunday we confessed concerning Christ in the Athanasian Creed, who, although he be God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ, one, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking the manhood into God, one altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. The Jews who persecuted Jesus were offended not only because he broke the Sabbath, but he claimed to be equal with God, a charge that Jesus did not deny. At the heart of our Christian confession and hope are these: the equality of the persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the equality of their works, and the equality of the honor due to each of them. How can sinful flesh abide such mysteries? Have we not all had the experience of becoming exasperated as we studied Scripture in trying to comprehend them? The words of John's Gospel seem on their surface to be so simple, but they defy our understanding. St. Paul's doxology in Romans chapter 11 says why. For it also perplexes the flesh. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, and who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. So St. Paul writes. Jesus distinguished himself from the Father when he says, my Father has been working until now, and I have been working. But at the same time, he says, I and the Father are one. And so we confess, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the substance. The persons of the Father and the Son are equal. Jesus' words bid us also to consider that the work of the Son is equal to the work of the Father. The Jews criticized the man who had been ill with an infirmity for 38 years. This is the event that took place immediately prior to the words of our scripture reading. And this event is what gives rise to the exchange between Jesus and the Jews. They criticized the man who had been healed because he was carrying his bed on the Sabbath. In their minds, a violation of the Sabbath law. They criticized Jesus for healing the man on the Sabbath, another violation of the Sabbath law. However, Jesus did not break the law. He only broke their traditions. For Jesus came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And when he had fulfilled all righteousness, then he abrogated, later on, the ceremonial law. God had indeed set apart the Sabbath. No work was to be done. But even then, and even in the very words by which he through Moses set it apart, it was spelled out that one was to rescue the ox or the ass that fell into the pit on the Sabbath day. Jesus reminds the Jews that the Heavenly Father's providential care and universe-upholding work do not cease on the Sabbath day. He reminds them when he says, "My Father works and I work." But Jesus' real point in connection with this work is the work of the world's salvation. These are profound words. The Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. What might such greater works be? They are the works for which he was sent into the world, to accomplish our salvation through his active and passive obedience, through his atoning sacrificial death. Here is God's greatest work, greater than any miracle or healing, yea, greater than the creation itself. Jesus says, "For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he will." And in those words of promise and hope to the stricken sinner, we have the thought that comes so frequently in the Gospels: "Let him who has ears to hear, hear." All the rest is backdrop for this great work, for it is this great work for which we sing our Alleluias. It is through the sacrificial work of Christ on the cross that we have redemption and remission of sins. It is for this righteousness that we hunger and thirst, to hear it preached, to receive it in the washing of holy baptism, to receive it in the Holy Supper, eating and drinking the very body and blood by which Christ obtained the remission of our sins. And so we sing with the psalmist, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." The works of the Father and the Son are indeed equal. Finally, their honor, too, is equal. For Jesus says, "He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." We have heard it expressed many times that we have no gracious God except in and through Christ our Lord. Another one of the striking comments of Luther on this score went this way: "Therefore, those who approach God through faith and not at the same time through Christ actually depart from him." Many are ready to say, "Honor Jesus all you want, but don't try to make him equal with the Father." Jews and universalists who don't honor the Son even as they honor the Father do not worship the true God who has revealed himself and has revealed his salvation. And so in this season of the Holy Trinity, as always, our preaching is focused on Christ crucified. As St. Paul said, even though it be a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Greeks. And so it is that we confess the ringing words of the Athanasian Creed. But the whole three persons are co-eternal, together, and co-equal. So that in all things, as is aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity is to be worshipped. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.